Hello.
That worked.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's way better.
Yay.
Whew.
Okay, welcome to our fourth call of the day.
Yeah. This one is probably not going to be the shortest one. Not that any of the other ones have been short.
I was going to say, this is probably going to be the longest one, but it's kind of like competing in time with our prep call, which for the first time ever was 2 hours long.
Normally it's like 20 minutes. I don't know what is happening with us. We are just... You know, everything is just a little bit harder and a little bit slower these days. I think that's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah, yeah. I'm also, like, coming to terms with the fact I think we're probably going to spend, like, 5 hours talking to each other today, and I still have a lot of stuff to say to you.
But should we get this episode on the road? I feel like I want to get this show on the road.
Let's get this show on the road. Let's do it. We have some follow-up that I'm really excited about.
Oh my God. We have the funniest follow-up.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we didn't even realize that we were going to find this funny while recording the episode, but the whole ramekin conversation last time, I thought it was so funny when I was listening back to it. I thought it was hilarious that Happy, you know, and I guess other people have this very fancy word for this little thing that she uses to put her tea bags in. So when I was coming up with ideas for our newsletter, which this is a plug, you should subscribe if you aren't subscribed. I was like, Abby, could you take a picture of the ramekin of you using the ramekin so I can include it in our newsletter? Because I like to include stuff there that isn't anywhere else. It's not on social media and it's not in our show notes. And so she did. And then this one ended up going on social media and our show notes to see what people would call it before we had released the episode. So we wanted to know what people would call this little thing that I didn't know the name of before releasing the episode. And yeah, we got some good responses.
Yeah, so for the people who didn't listen to the last episode, we basically, like in our conversation, I said the word ramekin for that little teabag bowl thing. And Haley was like, what? And I agree. I didn't think it was funny at the time. I didn't think it was that fun. Like, obviously we were like giggling and stuff, but like we do that with literally things that aren't even funny, you know?
Yeah.
And so I didn't think anything of it at the time. I didn't even think anything of it like as we were editing. And then you sent me on Slack. You were like, Habby, can you take a photo of your ramekin? And I was like, fine. But then the photos were like super fancy and somehow it just became so...
They were very professional.
Funny. And then, yeah. And then Haley wanted to include them in the new email newsletter. And I was like, can we please ask people on social media as well? Because I didn't want to like poison people's mind with the word before they heard it. Like I wanted people to say their own word. Do you know what I mean by that? Like,
yeah.
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 And the responses...
Not like, what would you call this? We call it a ramekin, but just like, what would you call this?
Yeah. And honestly, as I listened like back to the episode, just when it was like back from mixing and things, Jan, and all that, I was like, actually, this is really funny. Like, and then we got so many different replies on it as well.
Yeah. No, it was good. We got some like really funny responses to what people thought that was. So we're going to read some of them.
Yeah. Okay. So I shared the photo of the like ramekin with the teabag in it. And I said, like, what would you call this? And someone replied to my Instagram story, like, trash. I would call that trash. And I was like, I didn't mean the teabag. I meant like the container.
The thing the teabag is in. Yeah.
And that's when they were like, oh, it's a trash plate. And I was like, what?
It's definitely not a plate. And also, what is a trash plate?
It was a joke, I think. Like, they clearly didn't know and they were just, like, improvising. But, like, trash plate has to be one of my favorite responses on this. Oh, my God.
Okay, so we got trash plate.
Sorry, it's still funny. Trash plate, yep. Yeah, what else do you have for us?
Well, okay, let's see. I don't have your responses, but someone on Instagram responded to me, and this is probably one of my little, like, my favorite ones. And she responded with, the weeest little teacup that ever was, which I just thought was really cute.
That is almost poetic, I have to say.
It's very cute.
I want that in, like, a sonnet.
Okay, what else do you have?
There was one, because I was too impatient to wait for just the tweets from our Twitter account. So I asked on my Twitter account as well. And someone said, a Chucky?
Yeah, I'm looking at that one. I have no idea what a Chucky is.
And they literally included, thank you, Apple Lord, on Twitter. Sorry, I've never said it out loud. I don't know if I'll say that correctly. And they included like an example sentence, you know, like they have in the dictionary. And the example sentence is, what do I do with this used tea bag? Put it in the checky.
Okay.
So that's an option, I guess.
That's an option. Okay. So we've got that going.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple people get ramekin. Like a couple of people were like, ramekin.
Yeah. And then I did some investigating on Twitter. I just asked people on Twitter. That was my investigation. And everyone I knew who said ramekin is UK based for sure. And then there was like one who I didn't know where they were based. And then I asked them and they said they were from Scotland, which is obviously still also the UK.
Mm.
So now I'm wondering if maybe this is a British term. Obviously, also they are the people who probably need this a lot for all their tea needs.
Yeah, I'm just checking. And I had one person respond to my tweet with ramekin and she's in Colorado. So,
oh,
maybe it's more common in the UK.
Oh, so maybe it's just all the fancy people like me and no, I'm just kidding. And that lady.
Maybe it is the fancy people. Someone responded, it looks like an espresso cup or matcha cup that was erroneously used for tea.
I also really appreciated Andy, who replied to the make work work tweet with saying, like, you know, the nuance here is really important. The thing in the picture is a ramekin. A teabag holder or a teabag plate is normally shallow. So they distinguish between a ramekin and a teabag holder, which I'm like, wow, that is like an extra level up there.
Thank you, Andy, for taking it to the next level. I noticed that Martin responded with a photo of a teabag holder, like a shallow teabag plate that he has, which is very cute.
Oh, I didn't see that photo.
Yeah, it's adorable. So yeah, what else did you get? Are there any other like good ones?
So a few from Instagram. So Jessica wrote, a tiny teacup, ? Why is it so small? I'm like, obviously it's not. It's actually not the teacup for the tea drinking. It's Jessica. It's for the used tea bag to be stored before it gets thrown away. Then we got a used tea bag caddy. I hadn't heard that either. From Instagram.
No, I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Did you get any other ones or is that about it?
I had a couple other funny ones. One, I'll say Dominic responded to my tweet and just wrote an overreaction. Like, that's all he wrote. He wrote an overreaction. He didn't write a question mark or like, I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, he wrote an overreaction. So there's that. And then the other one that I really liked is Jacqueline wrote, bad design ? Which I thought was also really funny.
Oh my gosh. Why is it a bad design? I think my ramekin is like a beautiful design. I just disagree.
Well, I think your photography is beautiful, but I think if you were designing a teacup, like maybe if they're assuming that it's a teacup, then it's an overreaction or bad design. But I don't know. So I got some like really funny ones.
That's so funny. Well, I did not expect that.
Oh, and then someone else.
Yeah.
I was just going to say just one more. I think it's Shikita wrote a really bad cup of tea that was probably thrown away after the second image was taken.
Oh! Oh, yeah, because we shared two images. We had like one with the used teabag in the little cup in the ramekin.
Yeah.
And then the next photo is just like the more artsy, just the cup with nothing in it.
Yeah, that's funny. All right, we got some good ones.
I did not expect this to be like the defining feature of that episode, but also I was going to say this with you, no, say this to you before the recording, but we didn't get to it. I wanted to say, because Haley does the emails, I think you do such a good job of finding something that like we don't share on social media and making it really special. Like they always make me smile a lot. So I'm not just plugging the email, but like Haley does a really good job with emails. She's really good at these things.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I kind of like how you have to be subscribed to like see this stuff. Like I like that it's like special, which I don't think that we even fully announced that before, but that's just how it is now.
Yeah, I feel like I follow so many different things and I sometimes find it a little bit boring when people just share the same on every single platform. And so I like really appreciate that you take the time to kind of craft the email. Anyway, I just wanted to say
thank
that
you.
I appreciate it. Even as you know, it's got my name on it as well. Like, it's coming from me, but I have nothing to do with it. It's all Haley.
Technically being signed off by you. So yeah, there's, it's, you've seen it. You're seeing it before it goes out.
That is true. Yes. I do get a, like a veto power or like a say in it, but I can't take any credit for it. It's all Haley.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you. Yeah. I have fun doing that. I have a lot of fun doing that. Okay. So that is our ramekin follow-up. You know what I've been thinking? It's like, we have, because this is sort of tangential. I don't know why I can't say that word right now, but I kind of feel like we talk about beverages so much on this show. Like, usually I'm like, how many beverages do you have? And earlier when we were preparing, I said I was moving the table, and which is tough because I have full beverages, but Habby heard four beverages. So it sounded like I was like pulling a Habby and had four beverages and like, you know, there's just so much. We talk about lemon tea all the time. Like, I just feel like there's like, we could have a beverage segment to this show.
I think we kind of already do. It's just not been made official.
Yeah. We don't have an official one, but we could.
Definitely could. I can't tell you how many people start listening to the podcast and they're like, yeah, I thought this was like work related, but you were just talking about lemon tea for like 20 minutes. And I was like, well, I guess that's kind of what we do.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of things. Work comes up. Tea is a part of work because you need to be caffeinated sometimes. Some of us need to be caffeinated.
Sometimes, and, all the time.
You got to drink beverages all the time. All the time. You know something that this is something that I wanted to tell you earlier too and that I totally forgot to tell you. Did you know that, now I feel like I should have known this. I have no idea why I didn't know this. Maybe I could have like guessed this, but it just never like came to the front of my mind. So I don't know why this information has been so like shocking to me. But if you're dehydrated, it impacts your productivity. Like, there are studies that have been done that being dehydrated impacts your productivity. And it just like, that really clicked a piece for me. Like, you know when that happens, like, I've always been told like, you should drink water, and I'm like, I know, yeah, I'm drinking water, and I do drink water, and like, people are like, you have to drink enough water for like, it's good for your skin, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's important to me, okay cool, I'll try to drink enough water. But as soon as I read this piece about like being hydrated and being dehydrated like impacts your productivity negatively, I was like, oh, this is like, I need to really up the level of which this is a priority to me. Like, all of a sudden, this wasn't just like, okay, I need to do this thing because everyone's telling me to do this thing. I'm like, no, this is like, I need to do this thing. I don't know. There's just like a switch happened for me where I was like, no, water is now a huge priority, more than it was before. But also, maybe I'm just like running out of things to focus on. So.
That's really interesting. Just as you were saying it, I was kind of like, people don't even know how much water I drink. I drink so much water. And I actually, just as you were talking, I remembered why. Because back when I was at college, I went to this like super intense school where we had like 10 or 11 exams at Christmas and then in the spring. And they were like super hard and super intense. And because of my personality, I would kind of cruise throughout the semester and like not always be studying. Because I had obviously way more important things to do, like, you know, parties. No, I'm just kidding. A little bit true. But anyway, so I would like, also I was working and stuff. So I wasn't like super focused on studying throughout the semester. But then when it hit like exam time, I'd like go hard. I would like be at the library for 7 and I'd study the entire day, and I wouldn't be home till like 10 or 11. And it was so funny. My friends who weren't in my school, they used to come and they'd be like, oh my God, you just totally disappeared off the face of the earth for like a month. Like, they just wouldn't see me and because I was just studying like super hardcore. And I remember that's when I got into the habit of drinking a lot of water, because I probably heard that it helps with the hydration and like it helps with your focus when you're studying. And I also just figured like even the 3 minutes it takes to like go to the bathroom or refill your beverage or whatever would just be like a little bit of a break because I was cramming like so hard. I was like, yes, great, I'll just drink all the water. And yeah, after that, I kind of just got into the habit of it. And I feel the difference.
Yeah,
for sure.
I can definitely feel on days when I haven't been good about drinking water, and I'll be like, oh, I'm dehydrated. Like, I clearly need to drink more water. But I feel like I've always treated it as like, okay, yeah. Like, I mean, I really love drinking water, and you know, there's nothing wrong with it, but I feel like it's always just been like, oh, make sure you drink water. Okay, make sure you drink water. And now I'm just kind of like, okay, this is very, very much more important than I thought it was. Hold on. I just pulled up like the stats. So research, I'll link to this in the notes, but research has shown that even a body water loss of 1% to 2%, which is considered mild dehydration, already impairs cognitive performance. A 2013 study showed that drinking water resulted in a 14% increase in productivity. That is like a huge percent increase. So yeah.
I had a similar moment to you about the water, but with sleep. Mm. When, did you hear about the book everyone was obsessed with like a year ago called Why We Sleep?
Yeah, you talked to me about it. Everyone I work with talked to me about it. It's like on my reading list, but I never got around to it. But yeah, we've talked about sleep a lot too.
Yeah, I only read about half of it, and that was already enough. It's like long and intense, and there's a lot of like, let me explain this research to you. Let me explain this research to you. But some of it just, I don't remember the details because I read it so long ago. But that's when I was like, no, sleep is like my number one priority. Like, I need to make sure I'm keeping like my sleep routine, yeah, like not out of whack. And I think it was something that like, even if you've just been awake for like 15 hours or 16 hours, which is not that long. So if you just had a long work day and you're driving home, your ability to drive is about as impaired as if you're drunk. Like, it's that bad.
Yeah.
And there were all these things about that. Anyway, so I had like a similar moment, but not with water, but with sleep when I read that. And I was like, oh yeah, I've always heard like sleep is so important, but that was never really like something I put in like the first place.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. It's such a funny feeling when something suddenly comes in and you're like, oh, this is like now a huge focus of my life. But okay, on that, I want to say two things. One is, because I don't think that we mentioned this in the last episode, but we both use the app Sleep Cycle to track sleep. And I used it for a little bit and then stopped using it. And recently with the pandemic, I've started using it again because I wanted to prioritize like sleep again and just make sure that I wasn't too stressed out, and like getting enough sleep is a huge part of that. But then I will say Sleep Cycle is doing this thing. Usually I think it's only $14 a year, which isn't too bad, but I think they're doing their premium for free right now.
Oh,
so I want to plug that for anyone that is interested, because there are so many apps and companies that are doing free things right now, which is incredible, and they are one of them. So if you are interested in tracking sleep, and it's so cool, you just like put it on before you go to bed and like put it, you know, on your bedside table, and then it will show you how you slept throughout the night. And it seriously helped me improve my sleep so much. And I feel like I used it to improve my sleep, then I stopped using it, but now I'm just using it constantly to see how other things impact my sleep. So that's incredible. I love that. But the other thing I will say is, and I'm going to try to find a link to this, at one point, Why We Sleep, the book, was recommended as a book club internally at the company. And someone shared a really interesting link that apparently some of the research and like some of the conclusions that were drawn in that book have since been like disproven by someone. And I'm going to try to find it. So not to say don't read the book, but just like, I'll share this information that says that like maybe not all of the information in that book is potentially true. But I think that's the case in a lot of books. So everyone make your own decision on that. I just want to say, since I knew that that had come out, I'll try and find that as well for the show notes.
Yeah, it's interesting to always, I feel like whenever something gets really successful, it always gets this like backlash criticism.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like for me, what I took from it is like, it's not about the individual studies, but I just think it's like, it's so funny when you're like, I almost had a similar thing with food. I obviously knew it was important to like eat well and everything, but I feel such a big difference when I'm in a good food routine and when I'm not. And it's so funny when you're like, oh, did you know it matters to have a good routine? Like, it's so funny when you're like, it's a lot of people who are like not used to exercising and then start exercising are like, wow, did you know if you exercise, you feel so much better? Which is like, obviously that's the whole thing. But it's so different when it's like your own personal perspective and like you're seeing it for yourself.
Yeah.
So it's so weird. I think especially with this like pandemic and everyone's obsessed with routine and everything, it's like, did you know how important it is to have a good routine? But then when you're doing it, you're like, oh my God, did you know how important, like you're saying, like exactly the same thing, but it's so different when it's like you figuring it out for yourself, you know?
I feel like you have to, sometimes you just have to figure stuff out for yourself. And like, this is something that I've noticed about myself too over the years, is like, I used to do figure skating, and I can remember everyone would tell me
how to do this one. Really? I didn't know that.
Wait, you didn't?
No, that's so cute.
Oh. Oh, I mean, I'm Canadian. I just figure people assume. Not that all Canadians do, but when I live, like, here, people just assume in the U.S. Oh, but, yeah, God. I used to do, like, I did, like, pretty competitive figure skating when I was younger, which, and I just, like, loved it so much. But I can remember,
oh,
like,
my
I just.
God. Did you have the cute outfits?
I had so many of the little cute outfits. I think I still have some downstairs in, like, a box, but I have, like, the little, like, yeah, the little skirts and, like, sparkles everywhere. And I had, like, a matching scrunchie for, like, the dress that I was wearing.
Can you send me just all of the photos of, like, baby Haley figure skating? That is, like, the cutest. That just made my day. That is so cute.
I wasn't, like, super little. I started when I was in grade, I think I started when I was in grade 7 or 8. So I didn't do it when I was super little, but I did it, like,
that is still super cute.
In grade school and then in high school.
To me, someone who's 13 is still, like, a child, so.
Yeah. It was cute. I'll send you the photos. It was such a fun time in my life. I feel like it taught me a lot. Like, and that's what I, like, it taught me a lot about myself, and then it just also taught me a lot about, like, learning a new skill and stuff like that. But one of the things that I remember, like, it's just such a vivid lesson for me that I still remember it all these years later, is, like, I can remember my coaches were telling me, like, this is how you do this jump. And someone else was like, this is how you do this jump. And then someone else was like, here's how you do it. And I, like, had tried it multiple times. And then finally, like, my coach had said something different. Like, she'd been trying to get me to do this jump for a while, and she just changed the way that she said it. And it suddenly it clicked, and, like, I could do that jump now. Like, and I remember that moment of, like, everyone's been telling me how to do this jump, and, like, none of them were like, none of them were processing. Like, none of them were fully reaching me in the right way. And then all of a sudden she said it this different way, and I was like, boom, now I understand. Now I can do this jump. And I feel like that's what happened with hydration. Like, everyone's telling me to be hydrated, and I'm like, I know, and I am being hydrated. Like, I promise I'm drinking water. But, like, all of a sudden when I read that stat, like, it impacts your productivity, I haven't been able to shake it from my head. And now I'm like, no, this is, like, more important to me. Now I understand, like, it's much more important. So I just feel like you have those moments sometimes, and, like, you have to figure things out for yourself. And also sometimes you have to hear things multiple times in multiple ways before you're like, okay, now this makes sense to me. And maybe, like, sleep and hydration and, like, this one figure skating jump are, like, some examples of that.
And also sometimes you have to, like, relearn it. Like, I think especially routine, it's like you get into a routine and then kind of something happens and then you have to implement it again. And
yeah.
But it's so true what you said about just having it phrased in a slightly different way makes all the difference in the world. I think this is the entire premise of why something like a tutor works.
Yeah.
It's like they're teaching you the same thing as you hear in school, but just the, like, specific attention to just you. I don't know if you know this, but I used to be a math tutor.
You've told me this before, and I totally see it. I totally see it.
Yeah, and there was this little kid. I still think about him sometimes because I could tell, I think his parents were, like, spending their last pennies on paying me and I think he didn't go to a good school. And I was so surprised he even needed me because I would explain something one time and then he got it right every time after that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, like, the kid, like, some people struggle with math and obviously, like, that's okay. But I think a lot of people, they just get it in their head that they struggle with math and they just have to have it explained to them in, like, a slightly different way.
Mm.
Because I was so surprised he even needed me because I was, but then maybe, I don't know if his school was really bad or something, but maybe just the teacher didn't speak in a way that he was able to kind of follow along or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow, fun throwback memories from us.
What a throwback. I'm going to have to try to find these old figure skating photos.
Oh my God.
For you. I'm going to have to, like, text my dad. I think he has all of them.
I want, like, a daily.
There's, like, there are multiple, like, home videos, but, like, this is mercifully before the time of the iPhone, so they're not, like, around, but there's definitely home videos somewhere.
Aw. If you ever want to bring joy to the internet. You haven't snow. We need it. You should, like, post it on your Instagram or something. It's so cute.
Oh my gosh. I should. I was so intense about it. This is probably, like, not a surprise to you at all. But I would get, because your coaches you would be doing this one, like, routine, right, for competitions. So they would, like, design this routine for you and you would practice it over and over and over again. You would practice, like, the different elements and they would give you, like, the music to it. So the coaches, and I have, like, the old cassettes or CD players where they would give me, or, like, CDs where they would give me the music and it was just like, this is a song we chose for you, you're gonna skate to this song, and they would give it to you and I would upload it onto my iPod. I had the little, like, 1 gigabyte one, like one of the OG ones.
Like the chunky one?
The huge chunky one.
Oh my God, I love that one. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I would have my like 1 minute and 10 second skating routine song on my iPod. And then on the bus on the way to school, I would play that music on loop and just imagine myself doing like the visualization routine of like doing the routine, which in sports is like a thing that they coach you on doing because it helps your performance if you can like already imagine landing the jumps and stuff like that. And like, I know that they do that with like actual pro athletes. So I think my dad was coaching me on doing that, which is kind of amazing. But yeah, so I was so intense about it. Like I was just doing my little routine like in my head in the bus on the way to school.
Oh my God, I love that, like, little Haley the figure skater. I can't believe I didn't know this already.
I know. I mean, we've talked for, like, 3 hours today. When did this not come up?
I don't know. Oh my God, I need... If you don't text your dad to find this footage, I'm going to have to, like, text either your sister or just your dad directly. I'm going to be like...
You could totally just text my dad directly, and he'd be like, yeah, for sure. And he'd probably just send it to you, so I'm going to get to him first.
Smart, smart. So, speaking of joyful things, happy things.
Unrelated to figure skating.
Yeah. So, just because last time we were sharing resources for if people wanted to do courses and stuff, and we just saw that, did you know that Yale is doing a happiness course?
Yeah. So, I think you sent this to me.
Oh, did I?
I think. Or did I send this to you?
I don't even remember at this point.
I don't know. One of us sent this to the other, but Yale University has this like super, super popular course. It's like, I think their most popular course, and it's just on happiness. And it is available for free right now through Coursera. So, they released it for free is my understanding, which is amazing. And I think it's just so on point to be releasing their course on happiness at the moment. So I totally love that. I haven't taken it, but we will link to it so that if anyone wants to take it, then they totally can.
Yeah, it's actually just kind of related, I guess, because one of the things that is like a little bit annoying about not being in my normal home is that all my books and stuff that I've like collected over the years are obviously there and not here. But some books are actually here. And one of them is the happiness book that you really like by Gretchen Rubin. What's it called? The Happiness Project.
Oh, The Happiness Project. I love that one.
Yeah, so I might actually read that. I feel like now is as good a time as any, you know?
Yeah.
Brush up on the old happiness, you know? Why not?
Might as well. Actually, okay, also, while we're talking about courses, we talked about Masterclass last time. Mm-hmm. And since after we released that episode, Masterclass started doing something where if you sign up for a masterclass, which is $180 per year, then you can gift a membership, another year membership to someone else. So essentially, if you get someone that will split it with you, you can like get masterclass for half off, which is what I did. And so we didn't mention that because it hadn't been available yet. And I'm not sure that it'll still be available when this episode comes out, but I'm going to mention it anyways, just in case it is, so that we can link to it, because I think that's like not the kind of sale that they usually do or not the kind of deal that they usually do. So that's like a good one to take advantage of.
Oh my God, Masterclass knows so hard that I'm so tempted, because every single one of my ads on like YouTube, Facebook, everywhere is just Masterclass. And so I'm probably going to sign up.
Now's the time.
The thing is, I feel like I'm not running out of time yet. I'm still not running out of time. I'm waiting for that lull where I'm going to do it. But
I mean,
I might get the subscription now.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't mean that it's like the time because you have extra time, because I know that you are just like constantly on calls with people and like living your best Enneagram type 7 lifestyle. But I mean, now's the time because I don't think that they do these deals all the time. So it's like a good time if you have someone else in your life that wants Masterclass.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I might do that because every single one of their ads, even like their cooking ones, and like their director ones.
Oh, yeah.
Even I'm like, am I going to be a film director? That's not on the agenda. But I'm like, tell me everything. I'm like, I'm interested in all of them. Like there's not...
These are incredible people.
Yeah, it's just so... I would love to know their business model. Like what...
Yeah.
Like what's their pitch to these like amazingly talented, high quality people? It must just be like one day of shooting or something. And then they do everything else. But I would love to know like the kind of,
yeah,
what's their pitch, what like even their price and everything, like to the people. It's just so interesting. And it's so high quality and so cool.
It's so good. From what I can
not
see.
Not sponsored.
Yeah, not sponsored. But from what I can see, I'm doing the Neil Gaiman masterclass on storytelling. He's in the same outfit the whole time. And I'm pretty sure they did this in one day of shooting. But I agree with you. I want to know the behind the scenes. And I want to know two things. I want to know, like, how do they reach out to these people? Like, how much are they paying them? Mm-hmm. What's the sales pitch? Like, how do they know who to get in contact with? And then the other thing that I want to know is, like, how much time does it take them to create these courses? Because the Neil Gaiman one that I'm doing is so specific. And, like, apparently Neil Gaiman is also, like, he teaches writing at a college now. So maybe he already, like, had an outline that he wanted. But I'm just so curious, like, what is the amount of time that goes into these? Because the little classes, like, the one I'm doing is 19 little courses. And they're each, like, 20 minutes-ish.
Okay.
To 30 minutes-ish. So, you know, we're looking at 19 of those. That's, like, multiple hours. But it's all so good. Like, it's incredible. There's no lull of anything in there. So, I don't know. I'm just so impressed with everything.
I know with these super high quality film operations, like, every single shot is planned. Like, there's not a lot of spontaneity.
Yeah.
So, it must be, like, fully scripted before they ever even get there.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting to know if, like, do they... Because obviously, like, Neil Gaiman is teaching it. Does he have to, like, lay out the course and then they help him with the scripting of it? Or, like, because it's all follows the same format, it seems like. So there must be, they must help them with the kind of layout of the class.
Yeah, they have to. You know, the one I really want to take, even though I have no interest in, like, the actual skill, I want to take Natalie Portman's class on acting. I don't ever want to act, but I just think that she's amazing and I would love to hear what she has to say about acting.
I am just fascinated by all of them. Literally earlier today, I don't know how I had time for this because I've obviously just been talking to you all day. But
it's true.
My favorite, Mr. Kate, released the new YouTube video that was, like, about DIY that you can do while you're stuck at home without, like, having to buy all the things, which obviously I watched. And the masterclass ad, which is, like, I'll just watch the whole ad. Like, no problem. Like, tell me everything. Was this, like, magician duo. They're called, like, something Pen. Do you know these people?
No. I didn't even know they had a magician duo on masterclass. Like, I have to go look for that after.
So there's, like, these two magicians, and I know them because I think they are the highest selling ticket artists of all time.
Mm.
Because, like, musical artists, they tend to have, like, off seasons. So they, it's hard for them to be, like, the number one in, like, ticket sales. So this magician duo, wait, I'm going to look them up because these are, like, super famous people and I should know what they're called.
I should know what they're called.
Penn and Teller. They've sold.
Okay.
Also, they are, according to this, one of them is, like, they're over 70, so they've been at it, like, since who knows when.
Yeah.
And they were, like, talking about magic. And I was like, yeah, tell me everything about magic. Have I ever had interest in magic? Like, not really, but, like,
tell me about magic.
It's so interesting. And one of them never talks on stage. Yeah, he just does it with his hands and stuff. And he was talking about, like, it's so important to have good storytelling skills. Also, just the control of being able to direct people's attention exactly to where you want it to be. Like, there's a lot of elements that go into something like a magic show that even if you're not, like, a magician, that are still...
I believe it.
Just so interesting. And it wouldn't be interesting if it was anybody other than literally the top people in the space for the last, like, 50 years. But they have that for all of it. It's like Natalie Portman. It's, like, always the A...
Yeah.
It's like, oh, who would you want? And you say a name, like, that's who they got. You know, it's like, often with things, it's like they got the third best or they are, like, playing in the B pool or something. But this is always just the biggest name. Sorry, I'm so sold on it. I need to try this so bad.
I know, I'm so interested.
I'm just so fascinated.
I want to know all about their behind the scenes operations.
Yeah, I don't even know who's behind it or where it's from or anything. I've just seen the ads.
I don't know. I would watch a masterclass on masterclass. That's, like, where I'm at right now.
So I shared, actually, this kind of relates to all the sleep tracking and discovering that water is good for you. And
hey, I knew it was good for me.
I totally get it. I ended up, I don't even know why exactly, but I decided to share a little bit about an app called LifeSum on my Instagram story just because I know so many people are struggling with their routine right now and so many people are falling into, like, it's not that I care about what habits people are in, but if people feel like they're not in good habits and want to try to like pull themselves out of it. I feel like it's good just to have some resources as to what's available. Anyway, so I decided to share about an app called Lifesum on my Instagram story just because it's a food app that like tracks your food. And it really worked well for me back in the day when I was trying to get myself into like a better food routine. I feel like I don't really need it anymore, but I decided to download it again during all the pandemic stuff just because my routine is literally my number one priority right now. So anyway, I did all that, shared a little bit about it on my Instagram story. And then I shared like a screenshot of my home screen with like the app circled just to kind of like, because for me, when I hear the name of the app, I always need the icon as well, because sometimes apps have the same name in the app store.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make it really clear like what the app looked like. And I actually got people commenting like back to me on my Instagram story, like, oh, thank you so much. I downloaded it and tried it, whatever. So anyway.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was really nice. Anyway, so, but as soon as I did that, like 2 hours later, I got a message from Haley being like, should we do an episode about our what's on our pandemic home screen or something like that?
I think I immediately responded. And hold on, let me go through. I have my Instagram. Let me quickly go through. Oh, yeah. I said, oh, man, I feel like we should do a quarantine home screens episode. Because what you didn't know is that I saw your home screen and like, obviously, you were talking about this specific app. You'd even circled it. And I was just like, no, no, no. What else is going on? The screen, because it's different. I was like, whoa, this is different than when I last saw it. One. And then like two, I'm so interested in this. And so I actually screenshotted your Instagram story. And then I was like inspired to rearrange my whole home screen because I hadn't done it in a while and it was so out of date. And that's why I'm saying like quarantine home screen or like pandemic home screen, because the things that I used to need that were on my home screen, I don't necessarily need as much anymore. Like Google Maps is an example. I don't need to know where I'm going. I'm going to the kitchen again. Like that's it. I don't need Google Maps right now. So I was like,
Google,
you know
how do I get to my kitchen?
Google, help me get to the office. And so I was like, okay, it's time to like reorg this. And yours was inspiring to me. So I just like totally redid my whole home screen. And I was just like, I love it a lot more now.
Aww.
And so I wanted to show you because one, I pretty much just like stole your design. And then two, I just think it's interesting like what apps we're using right now, because I have stuff on my home screen that I wouldn't normally have on my home screen. But because life is totally different right now, mm-hmm. it's on the home screen now.
Yeah. I think I was maybe inspired by someone else, but I was just getting so frustrated by always being going past these apps that I clearly, like, I'm not booking an Uber today. Like, that is not happening.
Yeah.
And Google Maps and, yeah, so How do we want to start this convo?
Well, I've already seen yours, so let's start there. If you want to send me, well, I guess technically have the screenshot I took of your screenshot, but if you want to send me like a full legit screenshot, that will also be in the show notes. So for anyone who hasn't like listened to some of our older episodes, I will link to our older episodes where we have our home screens, where we go over our home screens there. That's like way more detailed. I think we're going to probably do a little bit more of like a cursory glance. Although now that I've said that, we'll probably spend an hour on home screens. But you can check the show notes. We'll have a screenshot of our home screens in there. And then if there's anything that you're like, oh, they didn't talk about that, like just reach out, send us a message on Twitter mm-hmm. or send us an email at hello@makework.work. And we can get to that, but also it might have been answered in an old episode. So yeah. I'll link to our old episodes in our show notes too.
Also, I just want to say, I just put that screenshot from my stories in my highlights. So that's there now on my Instagram. And then also I just texted you, like, it's slightly changed, but it's pretty much the same.
Okay, let's see. You texted it to my sister too, Javi. You sent it in the group chat. We're with my sister.
Sorry.
Actually, she knows we're recording because she wanted to FaceTime me. And I was like, no, I'm recording with Javi. And she asked, she was like, can I just be on the call, like on mute listening?
No!
I was like,
no. Oh my God. When we were on like a 3-person thread with one of your colleagues who was in London back in my old life, I almost like 10 different times almost texted both of you every time I was going to text just you. I tried so hard every time and I never failed. But now when I'm recording, clearly it's too hard when I'm recording to be perfect, you know?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, so let me first ask you, why did it catch your eye? Like, what was it about it that was like, yeah, why did it catch your eye?
Ooh, that's a good question. the first thing that caught my attention is that you have only one row of folders at the top now. So, like, if I reference our old show notes, I think you used to have more folders is the one thing that caught my attention, like, the most. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing that caught my attention is, like, the way I remember it is you never used to have badges on for anything. And so seeing this, like, the screenshot you just sent me in messages, that's giving me a little bit of anxiety. Actually, you have 49 unread messages in messages. Like, you must be in some group chats or something, or I don't know. I don't know what's going on in your life. But I was just, like, I saw that you had badges on, and that was new also. So I think that, like, the folders were new or different, and then the messages and the badge was different too. And then also what you have in your dock, like the fact that you have Kindle down there, was also different. So I was just interested. I actually kind of want to go back to our
old
one and see your old screenshot.
What was the number of that episode?
Let me find it quickly. I just referenced it the other day. If I had to guess, I'd say 14.
I think 14 was the one where we did the widget page. And then 13 was the actual home screen one.
The widget page was fun. Okay, let me find it.
Yeah.
Because I want to see your old screenshot. I kind of want to pull up my old one, too.
Yeah, let's...
You're right. 14 was the widgets. And so here's 13. Do you need me to send it to you?
No, I found it. But thank you.
You found it. Okay. Your lock screen... Oh, yeah, we went deep on this. Your screenshot. You have two pages of screenshots here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the big change is actually that...
That's the change. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm just going to quickly catch everyone up. Maybe someone's driving. No one's driving. No one should be driving.
No one's driving.
So basically, my old home screen, I'm going to start there, is I was on two pages. So, you know, when you swipe, there's a second page there. I had organized it into my kind of personal life with, like, Instagram and social media and that kind of thing. And traveling apps and that kind of thing. And then the second one was work stuff. It was like Trello, Buffer, Shortcuts, Slack, all of those kind of apps. So I feel like there was like an interim screenshot that you missed because I didn't share Instagram stories, where when I was skiing with my family in the Alps. Sorry, it's like shameful to say that now. I just dodged the whole virus thing. But a lot of my siblings, I know I have so many, but a few of them at least, it was super cute. They had two folders and all just sort of by color and with the little, like the text, you can like name the folder, was just the heart with the color of all the apps. Do you know what I
mean?
So they have like a white folder, yellow folder, orange folder, red folder, green. And it was actually, Yeah.
Wait, you've done that before.
I hadn't.
You've organized your apps by color before. That's how it was when I first met you. This is like 5 years ago now. But
yeah, so I've done it by color, but I hadn't done it like in folders by color in that way exactly. So they basically have nothing on their home screens except those color folders.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, I really love this. So I spent one afternoon while we were in a ski cabin somewhere sorting all my apps into colors. And because I really, really, really missed having everything on one screen, that was always my big thing, have everything on one screen. And then it is kind of nice, but I was getting really frustrated with, I think it was mainly like the finance folder. I hate when I do my like admin.
Yeah.
Ladmin. I want to just be able to check all my different bank accounts. I want to see that, you know, some of these people who send you bills, they want information from you and you can like update through the app, whatever. I just wanted all of those in its own folder.
Mm.
And because of that, then I basically kind of had to go back to sorting it by content.
Okay.
So now I have four folders at the top.
Do you want to name them quickly for people?
Yeah. So I have messages, like personal messages. I'm going backwards because it makes more sense. Then I have a work folder. Then I have the money folder that I mentioned. And then I have an infinity folder, which is basically everything that is not one of those three. And the reason I remember this so well now that I had to go to the second page before, even though I didn't really like it, is because, first of all, I was using a lot of my work apps way, way, way more.
Mm.
Just way more. It's really different because now I'm working from home. Anyway, it's just different. So... And then, and I didn't realize this, I had so many just travel apps. And it wasn't even just like traveling, it was even just like getting around things like,
yeah,
there's a folder here. I'm looking at my old screenshot that just says London. And that's things like City Mapper, Uber. And there's a lot on the second page there. And I have Google Maps right there on the forefront. I fiddle with my screen a lot. At this particular time, I didn't have City Mapper like on the home screen. I sometimes have it on my home screen. So these getting around apps and the weather app and all of those, I used them so much in my London life. And I was just like,
yeah,
I don't need any of this. You know, it's just,
yeah,
it's, you know, you can get sad about it, but like, there's no point. It's just like your phone needs to function for where you are right now. So I just changed it all around.
No, I love that. I love that so much. And I agree. I feel like I can kind of get stuck into like, well, I've done this once. So now it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll like tend to view things that way. But I think with my home screen lately, at least, I have been playing around with it a little bit more. And I think it's because I just don't need, the apps are just not as relevant as they used to be.
Yeah. And so the big change for me as well was the, I'm going to go to episode 14 and look at the widget page one again, because I just want to see what I had there.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Looking back at episode 13, sorry, just the show notes, I had started listening to The Way of Kings. That's like, and then that was like what got me obsessed with Brandon Sanderson. And then I read every single one of his books.
Oh,
this is so funny.
Oh, that is so...
Because this is so long ago. Now I'm like re-listening to it because it's been long enough ago that I can re-listen to it.
It's like a time capsule.
Yeah, this is so cute.
Oh my God, I'm looking at my... Okay, so I've moved to the widget screen. I just want to talk about it a little bit because...
Oh, can you send a screenshot of your new widget screen?
Yeah, I'll try not to text it to your sister.
Yeah, try to not text her. I'm going to pull up your old widget screen also.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Nope, that's not it. There we go. Ooh, this is very different.
Isn't it sad? So this was actually the one that got emotional for me, because I'd actually updated my process a little bit since I sent that screenshot, because I had, but you can see my main thing here is my calendar.
Yeah.
And I was starting to rely on that so heavily. And then I'd like minimize that shortcut one a little bit. So it just had my directions functionality.
Yeah.
And then I basically deleted everything else. So this widget screen was basically my layout for the day. I would have the weather, I would have my calendar, and then I would have like, how do you get to your next event? Which in my London life, sometimes I would have four or five places to be in a single day. Which in this day and age, I'm like impressed if I go to the grocery store. I'm like, girl's been around today, you know? Like, I am like all over the city and like girl on town. And yeah, but so like directions and stuff was so important to me. And then I was like, I don't need to have my calendar there anymore. So basically now all I have is like time zone math, because I still have people in different time zones that I talk to, and the weather and nothing else. It's all gone. It's just so barren. And yeah, I was a little bit bummed out by that, but I was like,
it's very minimal, but it's beautiful.
I was like, I have nowhere to be, you know, like I don't need to look at my calendar. Yeah. So that's the kind of, I guess,
wow,
the concept of it. I don't know if there are any specific apps you want to talk about. I feel like we can go over to you now if you want.
I just liked the concept. Like, I just really liked that you narrowed in on one screen and then you have the four folders at the top and then just those folders. I loved your categories for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought that the badges were interesting. But yeah, I think that was it. I was just like, whoa, this is different. This is not what I was expecting. And I was just like shocked. So I was screenshotting it on my end.
I feel like I'm your home screen godmother.
Oh my goodness. I feel like you are. You were also the one that like reorged my home screen that one time. So
yeah, the very first time. Yeah.
Okay. Let me send you the screenshot I just took. I feel like it's kind of cheating that I'm sending you a screenshot like after I reorganized it a little while ago, because I saw yours. So I could also send you my old screenshot if you want, but I have one. So what happened? I'm sending you my what my phone looks like right now. But what happened is one day a couple weeks ago, I was in a meeting where my boss was like, "Everyone, screenshot your phone and send it into the like Slack channel, and then we'll just talk about each other's." Home screens, which I was like, I am so ready for this conversation. But like, so I have a recent-ish screenshot too before I made the changes. But I'm sending you what like my literal home screen looks like right now.
Okay, it's.
I think you're gonna see exactly where I copied you.
Here it is. Oh my God, yes. Oh my God.
So for the listener, I have three folders in the top. And then the first, like the one is the infinity folder that I stole from Happy. And then I also have a money folder where I just have dollar sign. And then I have like a heart folder, like a little heart where I just have like some favorites. But so I don't have four folders. I only have three.
I'm going to copy your iconography. I love the little, just the text symbols. That's so neat.
Thank you. A lot of thought went into that, a lot more than you would think.
Yeah, so. I love that infinity symbol. So I feel like they are so in style with that.
I know. I love it. I love it, too. I'll also say, like, you have the messages folder and I don't have a symbol for that. But the symbol that I was using, because I tried your exact layout with, like, the messages folder in the top right hand corner, and that didn't work for me. But the symbol I was using was just a little plus sign. Just if you need a symbol for that.
Okay, that's cool.
It took me a long time to get there, so I'll give that one to you. Aww. But yeah, my messages, I had them in that top left-hand spot, and it was just like not, my thumb wasn't going there often enough. I think I use my phone in my left hand.
Oh.
Which I'm right-handed, so I don't know why I do that, but I think I use my phone in my left hand a lot. And so to have the messages in the top right-hand corner made it really hard for my left thumb to reach.
Oh.
So I needed the messages. So the messages now, if anyone is not looking at this, my messages are in a folder in the middle bottom of my dock is where I keep all my messages stuff.
Oh.
But so, yeah, I did the folder too, because now I'm talking to people constantly. And I know we've complained before about like, oh, I like only have one person on WhatsApp, and I still only have like one person on WhatsApp. And now I'm using Google Hangouts. I have one person on Google Hangouts too. So I was just like, you know what? Whatever, I want to talk to these people. They're very important people in my life. And I'm just going to put it in the folder. And there's just a messages folder. And like, however people choose to talk to me, I want to talk to them. So I'm going to use their system.
Yeah, I had the same. I think I complained about this on Twitter. The problem with messages, and the reason I have the badges on, even though I could probably take them off, is that I want to know when I have messages. But the problem is when I address it and I start replying to everyone, then obviously people reply back and then the number just goes up again.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I also find like for Facebook, I don't want to be active on there if I'm not going to reply to everyone. Like if there's one message that I've been avoiding because I'm like, oh, it's going to take me so long to like figure out how to reply to this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll like not go on there because it'll show when I was last active and then I'm essentially dodging their message. So I'll just like avoid Facebook for a while and then go through and message everyone.
I used to feel like that, but now I'm just like, I don't care. I go into Messenger and I just have a conversation with like one group.
Mm.
And then I just ignore everyone else. I feel like one thing that has happened is I'm like, I see a lot of the messages as they come to me, but I'm not necessarily replying right away. But it's just like, I don't know, like, it's okay for you to do it on your own terms. Like, I think that is totally fair.
Yeah.
So I also just think it's like, it's crazy. Just because you saw something meant you had to immediately reply. I think we're moving away from that again, hopefully. Where
I hope so.
Yeah, just because somebody thought of you and was like, hey, here's the link for you. Like, maybe you're exercising right now. Like, it doesn't mean you're dodging them. It just means, I don't even think you have to justify yourself. I think it's totally fine to not reply right away or not reply till the next day or whatever. And even if people see you online or whatever, it's like,
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the other thing that I'm scared of is like losing the, because I don't have badges on for any of my notifications. So like losing the notification that comes down to my notification center, because once I access it, then those all go away. But I have become a lot better about that. I will say that I was like pretty terrible at texting people back pre-pandemic. And now it's like a big priority for me to make sure that I'm responding to people, because it's like, it's good for me and because I want to know how they're doing and like I want to check in on people. So
yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, that's why I have all my messages down there now, because I'm just like, I use Messenger just as much as I'm using texting, just as much as I'm like, I am on Google Hangouts quite a bit.
I didn't even know they had a texting platform within Google Hangouts. I thought it was just like a Zoom competitor kind of thing.
No, you can just like send people messages if you have contacts in Hangouts. And the person that I'm talking to, the reason that we're using Hangouts is like it integrates with their texting through their Android phone.
Oh.
I think. I'm not 100% on that. But so I think that's why we're using Google Hangouts, is just because it's like an easier way for us to both talk to each other. But yeah.
Okay.
One of the reasons that Instagram is on my home screen in this screenshot, because it didn't used to be. No social media used to be on my home screen. But Instagram has so become a way that I talk to so many people in my life, like important people in my life. So I have, for the first time, I've turned on notifications for Instagram DMs now, which is like never something I had on before. For any social networks. So that has been that has been new too. And I'm just kind of leaning into it. Like, there are people that I keep in touch with on Instagram that I don't keep in touch with anywhere else. And I do want to know how they're doing. And I do want to reach out to them.
Yeah. I'm being very forgiving of myself if I'm just like checking in with someone or seeing how someone is doing, or people want to see how I'm doing. I just think like the level of concern is so high that if you can ease it, like it's,
yeah,
you know, it's worth it for me. But everyone has to make their own decisions, I think. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I think like making your phone work for you in this different setup, I think we talked about on the last episode, I said like taking the time to make your home work for you in this different setup, it's definitely worth it. And we saw some listeners, they're like reorganizing their dining room area or whatever to make it a workspace. And I think that goes for your phone as well. Like, you should definitely make it work for this situation. And when hopefully things open up again, you can start putting Google Maps back on your home screen, and I can start having calendar on my with your page again. And
yeah,
you know, but for the time being, it's just frustrating to have it in the way if you don't need it.
100%. Yeah, I've totally like leaned into that. And this home screen is like very, very unique to this current situation.
I even now have like a curtain pulling app.
A curtain pulling app?
You have a lot of like this smart home technology. I don't even know what it's called.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, right. Because I have like my widget area has like all the smart outlets that I have where I'm like turning lights on and off through my phone. But yeah, so like for it to close the curtains and open the curtains.
Yeah, so I have, this has never made it to my home screen before, but I'm like, actually, this blind that is in my current office needs to go up and down a lot because in the morning, the sun hits like directly in through the window onto my screen. So I'm actually using that app all the time to change the blinds.
That's amazing.
So I'm like, you're going on the home screen.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, was there anything you wanted to talk about on my home screen at all?
Oh.
I feel like I'm happy that I changed the symbols a little bit and that you like the symbols. But
yeah.
Otherwise, there was one thing on here that I wanted to talk about because I feel like it's very, very, very new. And I wasn't sure if you would notice it.
Okay. I feel like there's so many things on your home screen I need to process. First is that Google Hangouts is also a chat app. I did not know that.
Yes.
Second is like that the lines aren't tidy. Am I okay to say this?
Yeah. So like, the way the what Happy means is there's like four rows of apps, but I have like a fifth row with only one app on it.
Yeah.
And so the lines are not tidy. That's because that's like a newer app. And so I didn't know where to put it. And so I haven't like reorganized since I've downloaded that app. And so I was going to do that in between like our prep call and this, but I thought that would be cheating. So I didn't do that. This is just like genuinely what my home screen looks like right now, but it's definitely going to change in the next few days.
Oh, okay. That's totally fair. I love that you're going to be playing Sims. That's so cute.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about because I downloaded it a couple days ago because we have talked about, I don't know if we've talked about this on the show before, but we met up with Brittany Berger a little while ago and she's incredible. And she, you know, talks about productivity in like a really like whole way a lot. And I think I'm probably describing it terribly, but one of the things that she talks about is she talks about The Sims and she talks about how it was good for like self-care for her and it was just good for like balancing for her. And I've been eyeing that for a long time and I like have responded to a couple of her tweets about The Sims or like her Instagram posts about The Sims and I've just been like, oh, this is so cool, this makes me want to play again because I played it when I was younger. And so I finally just like downloaded it the other day because I needed some comfort and I've been playing it for a couple of days and I'm so in love with playing this game again. So yeah, that's like a new thing that's so new that I haven't even found it a place if it's going to live on the home screen or
that's
somewhere
so
else
sweet.
But I just like love it so much.
Oh my God. I had a friend who was stuck at home for like 6 months or something because she had like a really, really difficult pregnancy. And she, because it was so stressful and hard, like she didn't have the kind of time, like she couldn't read. It was just, her mind was racing too much to read. And I'm pretty sure all she did was play Sims like the whole time. So
that's amazing.
I have heard about the calming effects of The Sims. I think that's a
very common,
really sweet thing. I've never actually played The Sims. Did you know this?
Oh, no. I mean, I know that like a lot of people have played it. A lot of people haven't played it.
Yeah.
I never played it on the mobile app. Like when I was growing up, my siblings and I, we had the game, like we would play it on our one desktop computer and we would like all take turns like who got to play.
Yeah, that's cute.
But I have the mobile app now on my phone. And so that's different. It's very different than the desktop experience. But yeah, it's fun. I mean, I feel like it's either for you or it isn't for you and like doesn't need to be forced. Either you want to play it or you don't. Like, it's totally cool.
The Sims is definitely in my like bag of things I'm going to do one day of like if I'm still waiting for the time when I'm bored. And there's actually a video game I've been dying to try. It's apparently gets super addicted to. And so that's why I've never tried it. It's called The Paperclips. Have you heard about this?
I think I have heard about this, but I've never played it either.
And I'm like, maybe it will happen sooner than I think. But I'm like, I have all these, like, I have this bag of things. I'm like, yes, Masterclass. Yes, Sims. Yes, Paperclips game. Like, yes to watching all of the Lord of the Rings movies again and like all these things that I like really want to do that I still haven't gotten to.
Yeah, I'm getting around to some of them. I'm getting around to some of them. It's like playing The Sims. I'm watching all the Marvel movies in order and I only have like four left now. So that's been awesome. But yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh my God, I made a huge discovery that is like 20 years behind everyone else though. And that is, you're going to make so much fun of me, I think, for this. Have you... do you know the TV show The Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Have you watched it?
Maybe just like accidentally, but not intentionally.
Oh God, I just saw it on Netflix. I was like, oh, what is this? And I watched it. And I'm like, this is exactly my jam. I love the products, the like entrepreneurs.
You didn't know about Shark Tank?
Clearly not. And then I'm like, wow, I like this so much. And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
And then all the like entrepreneurs would be like, oh, when did you start this business? And I was like, oh, we started 2013. And I was like, was that a long time ago for you? Like, because I'm watching some super old season. And I don't know if it's just like the lack of complexity, like the interior design. I like this is also, I just also love all the numbers and the sharks are like, what are your numbers? What are your margins? What are your sales right now? And I don't know. I got super into the Shark Tank. That has been my thing.
I love it. There's this other version, and I think in Canada, I think they have Shark Tank in Canada, but then there's this like competing version, and I don't know if it's anywhere else. Maybe it's also in other places. I think it's in the UK called Dragon's Den. So that's another one if you want to like get into more of these shows.
Yeah. And then I actually know someone who was on Dragon's Den in the UK.
Oh, that's so cool.
I feel like, I don't know how, I feel like I kind of knew about this, but never in a way where I had it in front of me and I could watch it. Yeah, and then my friend, I heard rumors that he might be on Dragon's Den like way before, and then it just dropped the episode. So I was still on Dragon's Den. So I was,
oh, nice.
It was so cool. He got some money, so that's good.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. I also just find it really funny. I think you said this earlier today that especially people in your circles, but also kind of in my circles, for years we've been like, working from home, or you've been working from home, like sharing photos of your dog as your coworker. And like, there's all this culture around this. And now you were saying, You're seeing like the Canadian prime minister be like, working from home.
Yeah. and he like joined this video call with all like a bunch of other world leaders. He was just like at home and he had like full screened the call. And I was like, are you using Zoom too? Like, this is amazing.
So funny. At least he didn't do what the British prime minister did, which was like share a photo that included like the Zoom meeting ID and everyone's username. And it was like a cabinet meeting. And it was like, how is this prestigious person just not better than this? But clearly it's just because they always have a team. It's just,
yeah.
I feel like I'm not trying to bash them or be mean about it or anything like that. It's just so interesting to see how important the roles of like all the behind the scenes people clearly is, you know?
Yeah. I think it's a good time to just be like, you know, we can't be too hard on ourselves because like, look at what's going on with these like important prominent people. Like they're making mistakes too. And like, they're not perfect either. And so, yeah. This is like a good reality check. 2020, good reality check for some of these things.
It's not that you're like enjoying that they're not doing it properly, but you can just tell this whole, because it's a huge transition for everyone. I don't think there's a single person who hasn't had any kind of transition happen. And that includes the celebrities and it includes the prime ministers and all these people. And they are also struggling with the transition, you know, it's, you know, maybe in a month. it will all be a bit more polished and people are a bit more kind of in a routine about it, but we're not quite there.
Not yet. We're not there yet.
I think it's really easy to like be hard on yourself about these things, but I think it's like really important to try just not to be. It's okay to tweet out a Zoom meeting user ID of a cabinet meeting.
Everyone's making mistakes, and yeah. I think that that's something that I've been really conscious of lately too, is just like, I'm trying to be more forgiving of myself, but I'm also trying to be more forgiving of others. Like when someone does something and I'm like super annoyed with them, I'm like, okay, you know what? They're going through the pandemic right now too. And like I have no idea. Maybe they're trying to homeschool 3 children, which is the case for someone I know. And it's like, I'm just trying to be like more forgiving of everyone, especially myself, but definitely others that I'm interacting with, because I'm just like, wow, this is just not a normal time.
Yeah, I think that is, I've seen that in some people as well. Like sometimes people are maybe like a little bit, like their reaction is maybe like a little bit unreasonable, and it's easy to be like, oh, don't do that or something. But I think it's like, yeah, being a little bit more patient is just really helpful. And even with yourself, like, oh, did that chocolate cake disappear really quickly? You know, like maybe that's okay. I don't know. I think it's important.
I mean, I ate all my quarantine snacks immediately and then I had to buy more.
You have to like hide the stash or lock it. Is there like a time lock?
That's literally what's happening right now.
Really?
Yeah. Am I hiding? We got back from the grocery store. We're trying to do groceries only every few weeks when we need to. And so this was like a bigger grocery haul. And I got like a couple of bags of chips and I put one bag in the pantry and all the other ones went like out of sight, out of mind somewhere else in the house.
Oh, that's so clever.
I hope it works. We'll see. I know where they are, so that's probably a mistake. But sometimes I literally get my husband to hide snacks from me. Like sometimes I'll be like, put this somewhere where I don't know where it is.
That's smart. Yeah, but even out of sight, is you can forget, because one thing, I had like 3 different people send this to me. Have you seen this TikTok thing that went viral with the tea? I know you don't drink coffee, but you must have seen this with the, where they're making like the fancy coffee. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen this.
Well, that's like whipped. Okay. Oh my God. I'm going to have to tell you this whole thing, because apparently we just talk about beverages. This is our, this is what we do.
We're back to the beverage segment.
So I saw that this was going everywhere on TikTok. And then I had like 2 or 3 people sent this to me, where you basically take Nescafe, which is like instant cafe or coffee, instant coffee.
Yeah.
And you can put it with sugar and water and you whip it up and it creates this foam. And then you take the foam and you add it to a glass of milk and ice. And then you have this kind of foamy coffee flavored, but also sugar, like a frappe type of beverage.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, people know I like coffee. So I think they were just kind of sending it to me like for that reason. But they don't know how excited I was, because I don't know if this has come up on the show before, but I used to work at a bar in Greece for one summer when I was like 19. And when I was working in Greece, we made that drink. We made this frappe drink. I think it's like a Greek thing.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it's so delicious. It's so, so, so delicious that I used to make it all the time just for myself when I was working there. Obviously, I was allowed to. I wasn't like being bad or anything like that. And then ever since then, I have been so disappointed in every single iced coffee ever, because it's never as good as that Greek one.
Mm.
And I could never explain how to make it, because who has instant coffee? Like a fancy coffee shop doesn't have that.
Yeah.
And then you have to put the sugar before you get the coffee cold. Otherwise it goes bitter, which I know because I used to be a barista. So I know these things. And I can't go order a coffee and then have like a 20-minute explanation. I'm like, so I just didn't order iced coffee ever, which made me so sad, because I love it when it's done properly. And then this thing went viral. And because I was doing shopping like super infrequently, I still haven't managed to try it. Because then when I finally bought Nescafe, I just put it in my pantry and then totally forgot about it. So it is literally on my task list, like make the Greek coffee thing to try it, because I don't know if it's going to be the same.
Mm.
So I can't speak to that yet.
I hope it is.
Oh, that would make this whole thing.
I hope it is for you.
Yeah, I really hope so as well. I think it must be, because it's exactly the same ingredients.
Yeah. Okay, that would be awesome. My my like my version of this is, and you, I think you know this, is a London Fog. It's like an Earl Grey tea latte.
Yeah.
And I think it's a Canadian thing. Well, it's more popular in Canada than anywhere else that I've ever been. Like, most coffee shops in Canada will have a London Fog. And then in the U.S., some coffee shops will have a London Fog. At least they know what I'm talking about. And then I went to London, and they had no idea what I was talking about. And, like, I was in a coffee shop trying to explain what they needed to do to them. And then they were like, we can try it. And I was like, you know what? No. It's fine. Just give me, like, a chai latte, like something that you know how to do. But that's my version of this, is like a really good London Fog, a really good Earl Grey latte is like the best thing in the world. And I still haven't found the perfect recipe. And I've been on so many websites trying to find the perfect recipe. But I found one recently where they talk about how you have to add brown sugar. And I think that's what I've been missing. So
yeah,
maybe we'll see.
The thing about cold, like iced coffee and iced tea, is that it gets bitter unless you put sugar in it. Can you explain the London Fog for people who don't know what it is?
I feel like I'm still terrible about this. Oh, but I will say it's hot. It's not cold. I don't drink cold London Fogs. So I only drink like hot London Fogs. So what it is you have steeped Earl Grey tea, usually like very steeped, like a third of the cup is Earl Grey tea. And then 2/3 of it is frothed milk. And so like I don't drink cow's milk. So I, you know, like almond milk or cashew milk or something like that for me. So like frothed milk, and I have like a milk frother at home to do this. And so like heated up frothed milk, and then vanilla syrup. And then I add, this is like the perfect London Fog in my mind, has to have a little bit of lavender syrup in it, because lavender and Earl Grey are just like the best combo, and it like smells and tastes so good. So a little bit of lavender syrup, and then it turns out brown sugar. So that's the combo. I think you have to mix the sugars in with the hot tea and then pour the frothed milk in.
Yeah, that sounds right to me. Do you know if there's like a, so basically you have to make the Earl Grey so strong, it's basically like a shot, like you would do a shot of coffee, but you basically make like a shot of tea instead. That's basically what it is,
yeah,
right? So interesting.
Yeah, because you're using like 2 tea bags instead of just 1, and like on a smaller amount of hot water.
I just saw on Shark Tank. I've become this person. There was a lady, this was from like 2013, 14, so it was like ages ago. There was this lady who was explaining she was trying to make like tea espresso.
Hmm.
And I was like, wait a minute. And this was obviously 2013 or whatever. She didn't do a great job on the pitch, but I was really interested in the product because she was trying to make like these strong tea drinks, like what you're explaining, a thing. And because a lot of the times when it's like a food product, they have a demo for the panel of judges or the investors. So she made like a beverage for each of the investors, and she made a London Fog for one of the investors. So I was like, oh my God. And then I wonder if like maybe it's just recently been invented or something, because I had never heard about it till you talked about it. And it's definitely not a thing in the UK, like you have found out for yourself.
It's definitely not a thing over there. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it has.
Yeah, I remember you were so excited.
I was so excited about getting a London Fog in London. I was like, ooh, this must be where it's from. Obviously, I was totally incorrect there. I made some major assumptions.
Apparently, this is super common. I heard that Hong Kong noodles and Singaporean noodles, apparently both of those things exist. It's like people in Singapore were trying to make the noodles from Hong Kong, so they called it Hong Kong noodles. So it's actually from Singapore. You know, it's like the other way around. And I was like, what? That's amazing. I didn't know that.
That's so fun. I feel like this must happen all the time, but I was just so naive and I was like making assumptions there. But yeah, London Fogs are absolutely, absolutely incredible. And hopefully one day I'll be able to make them really well. I have a really, really good recipe for a chai latte that I made at home that is incredible, that I make in the blender, that is just like chai tea and cashews and like this really good spice blend. Like it's kind of like instead of cashew milk, you just like throw cashews in with the tea and then like blend it up, and it makes it like foamier. And it's, yeah, I had to stop. I was drinking them all the time and I was realizing like I was putting like 3 chai tea bags in, and then I would make it and it would be like 2 chai lattes. And I was realizing like I was like, wait, that was way too much caffeine for me. And I was starting to get caffeine headaches. And I was like, oh, this is like so strong. And I'm just drinking it like I would normally drink a beverage. And like, I can't do that.
Yeah, it's Yeah. That's a good lesson as well.
Learned that one. So we came back to beverages in the end.
We always do. Okay. We wanted to also talk about something really special.
Yeah. Well, this is episode number 24, which mm-hmm. is wild.
So yeah.
Next episode is kind of special, like 25 quarter, like a quarter of 100 episode. That's exciting.
Yeah, we're like a grown up now, you know, 25. That's like
we're grown up podcasters.
It's really weird when people now like come ask me about the podcast. It's so weird because we have so many episodes now and listeners and that kind of thing. I'm like, oh, wow, we actually do just have. Like, we're not like a new podcast anymore. We're just the podcast now.
Yeah, we can't call ourselves baby podcasters anymore.
No.
But yeah. So we're coming up on episode number 25 and we're going to do something a little bit different that we have not done before. So we've answered questions before, but we're going to make episode 25 fully a Q&A episode. And the thing that is so different about this is that we have the ability for you to record your voice asking us a question and then be included on the show. So you could potentially be the first voices that are ever going to be on the show other than ours, because otherwise we're not interviewing people or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So we would love to have your questions, and we will put a link in the show notes to where you can record a message. And we would ask that you keep it to about 20 seconds because I know, like, we just want to include as many as possible. And so if they're shorter, that'll be easier.
Yeah, for sure.
What else should they include?
Yeah, so I think, okay, also because I do the editing. So obviously some lovely messages are nice and everything, but for it to work within the format, I think it's best if you just introduce yourself, you say your name and where you're from, if you want to, and then just ask your question. If you're anything like me, maybe your question needs some context. So that's okay if that's absolutely necessary. But yeah, your name, where you're from, and the question. And I'm so excited about this. Also,
yeah,
I feel like a lot of our listeners, we've seen them kind of interact with each other on Twitter and stuff. So, and also some of our listeners have gotten like so many different shout outs. I feel like this is that, but just so elevated. So you all already know this. We don't have the fastest production cycles. So from when you hear this, there will be some time for you to, you know, get your thoughts in order. And then it's going to be super easy. I think you can just use the recording functionality on your phone. We would obviously just ask that, like, maybe don't record somewhere super loud, but just try to make it no longer than 20 seconds. And make sure your question is really clear. Because if it's not a question, we don't really have anything to add to that, probably. Would you say that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you can use it on your phone or on your desktop. And if I can be like super nitpicky, if you want to use some headphones and speak into like that microphone, that would be great. But yeah, the other thing too is that not everyone might be comfortable with that. So if that's not something you're comfortable with, but you still have a question for us, send us an email at hello@makework.work and put in the subject line question. And we will also be looking at those questions for the show.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get like a good mix of like longer and shorter questions. And I mean, we're planning on doing a whole episode around answering these next time. So hopefully we can also get to all of them.
Yeah. And we actually already have on file, I guess I can say, a couple of like longer emails that we've gotten from listeners that we've just never really had the chance to get around to, that I don't even know if they're relevant anymore. We'll just kind of judge it at the time. But there's also from social media, we've gotten questions that we've just never really had the chance to properly get to. So we wanted to do a full episode just in answering questions. And I would love a range of questions as well. Obviously, it's nice to have like the kind of more interesting, like, oh, what app is your favorite or whatever. But it can also just be silly or about beverages, I guess, if we haven't covered all the ground on that already.
We've probably covered all of that already, but
most of the ground on that.
If you have any lingering beverage questions, we'd love to answer those.
Yeah, so feel free, like it doesn't have to be a serious question, but also if there is something you think, a couple of the questions we've already been asked that we want to get to are maybe deeper questions about remote work that we want to get to as well. So if there's something you think we have something relevant,
yeah,
now is your chance to just ask it exactly how you want it.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to hearing these and including them in the show.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be so fun to hear. I feel like we have a lot of listeners that are kind of consistent listeners. We hear from them, maybe not after every episode, but we hear from them again and again. And it's going to be nice. This is like a elevated level. And also, I feel like I've seen some listeners, they follow each other on Twitter. And so I feel like there's this growing kind of sense of people are finding each other through the podcast, which I think this is also just like another way to elevate that. And I guess if you want, we can include maybe a shout out to your Twitter handle in the show notes or something. So you can include that in the email. What do you think about that, Hayley? Can we do that?
Yeah. Or if you include it on the, like in the message, include your Twitter handle. And then if you want us to include it, then we can totally do that. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll obviously only include it if you're comfortable with it, but we'd be happy to link to a few Twitter accounts and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, you go.
Okay. So, and then also we've been, I know sometimes we don't necessarily reply to everything right away, but we see everything that comes in. And we saw actually a few different people say that because a lot of people are, you know, this is a hard time for everyone. And they were actually asking what's a good way to find other Make Work Work listeners. And I don't think, Hayley, you and I had never even really thought about that. Obviously,
no,
we love if people find each other, but if people want to find each other kind of outside of us being involved, like nothing would make me smile more, which is great because anything that makes you smile is a good thing right now for me. So what we were thinking about, we don't know if this is going to work or not. So we're just kind of throwing it out there and seeing if it's going to work, is we might create a subreddit for the Make Work Work podcast. And so when we post an episode, it's going to go on the Reddit. And so if you want to talk more about it, more than just a tweet, more than just a little back and forth on Twitter, I feel like Reddit has the potential for more in-depth conversations and you can really articulate a question or you can, you know, if a lot of, I don't know if people use Reddit even in that way, but then you can find each other's accounts and people can have a conversation just between the listeners that isn't necessarily at Hayley on Twitter or at me on Twitter. So I don't know if it's going to work. It's just we've been getting questions from people about a more kind of interactive level. So that's just what we were kind of thinking about trying.
Yeah. And we'll set that up when the next episode goes out. And then, you know, we'll tweet it out. We'll put it in the show notes and stuff like that. So if that's something you're interested in, you can join the subreddit. And I guess we'll kind of just like gauge how that's going in a little while.
Yeah. So just to kind of lay my cards on the table, I am not really familiar with Reddit more than just super elementary, but I've seen other podcasts do this and it really works in that way. And obviously after the episode has been out, Hayley and I might jump in there and like answer any questions or anything that comes up. But also it's just a great way for people to kind of find each other as well.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what happens with that.
Yeah. And maybe it doesn't work and that's okay as well.
That's okay.
But we just got the kind of question for it. And then, so we kind of wanted to see if we could facilitate something like that.
Shout outs, which we did not do last episode, but last episode was kind of a strange episode. And I'm sure people, our listeners picked up on that, but that was just like our first episode during the pandemic. And we had like canceled an episode that we were going to do a shout outs for. And so anyways, that last episode was a little bit more different for us, but I'm really happy that we did it. And I think we just needed to talk about what was going on. Mm-hmm. But so these shout outs are actually older. These are shout outs for, well, two of them are. Two of them are older shout outs that we had initially done in the recorded episode that we did that we didn't release because it was very untimely to release that. And so these people never got shouted out. And so I feel bad. So we move them to these shout outs. So I'm going to do the first one. Lillian reached out to me on LinkedIn with a super, super lovely message from Nairobi. And she let me know that she had her first Earl Grey in Edinburgh. Wait, how do I say this? Edinburgh?
Okay, so this got caught.
This happened on the last recording, too.
This happened on the last recording. So Hayley was like, I would love to shout out, and that happened in Edinburgh. And I was just like, no, it's Edinburgh.
Edinburgh? Edinburgh? Okay.
Edinburgh. Edinburgh.
I have no idea how to say it. Okay, so Edinburgh.
Yes, good. No, you did it.
She's been a coffee lover for a long time, but had her first Earl Grey tea in Edinburgh a couple of years ago, which is a cool place to have your first Earl Grey. So
also a place you say Edinburgh and not Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. I don't know. This is, I've heard people say Edinburgh, so clearly I'm hearing the wrong thing. Edinburgh?
I think Edinburgh is maybe like how Americans say
probably
Versailles and
oh,
not Versailles. And so it's not,
I haven't heard Versailles.
Edinburgh, it's Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. See, those letters, that doesn't...
Edinburgh.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, Edinburgh. Thank you for the...
Hopefully we don't have anyone from like obscure Irish towns writing in soon because I don't know how to say any of those things. It's just like...
At least you do to say Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. At least I know Edinburgh. Yeah.
Yeah, so shout out to Lillian. Thank you for listening and thank you to sending me a message. And so, yeah, she let us know she had her first Earl Grey in Edinburgh a couple years ago. But she is a coffee lover. So I love that this is also beverage themed shout out. So shout out to Lillian. Thank you for reaching out and letting us know where you had your favorite, where you had your first Earl Grey. I love that.
That is so, Earl Grey is my favorite tea, I think. Absolutely. Hands down.
Yeah. Totally my favorite tea. I also love Lady Grey, but Earl Grey is just like the top. It's a classic.
Well, obviously, I love lemon tea as well. So, but as like a classic tea, Earl Grey is my absolute favorite.
Yeah. Okay, next shout out. This is also kind of through me, so I'm just going to like keep going here. Shout out to Joe and Jamie, who I found out listen together. And I just think that is like adorable. And I love when people listen to stuff together. And so, yeah, shout out to Joe and Jamie for listening together because that's really cute.
It's so cute that people are listening together. I love that. And also if anyone else listening together, let us know because...
Do you want to do the last one?
Yeah, and then the last one is... We got this tweet from Booknit Lover that said they're re-listening to all the episodes during the pandemic. And this is... I'm quoting directly. It's so cute. Because I love your content and your giggles. And then they sent us a hug. And
aww.
I just... I saw this tweet and it just made me smile so much. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm so glad that... during this awful time that our silly giggles and home screen conversations are just helping. I'm like re-listening to a lot of old podcasts that I like right now. So I totally relate to this, but I love that we're the podcast for someone. So, oh, that's just so cute.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then also shout out to Jan, who is still mixing our episodes even during a pandemic, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
And who like the audio quality of the last one, we were just not paying as much attention because we were both just, you know, it was a little shaky for us. So that was super extra grateful to Jan. Wearelisteners.com.
Please check out wearelisteners.com if that's something you need help with.
Okay. There was a lot of beverages going on in here.
We talked about nothing but drinks.
Nothing but beverages.